how nice it is to be back here in the WFMU studios. Thanks for tuning in. And a big thank you and a round of applause to Erwin Chusid and Gaylord Fields for filling in for me while I was away. And it feels like it's been at least a year, although I departed just after my show on Halloween, so the day after. And, well, lots of events have happened since then, haven't they? How's everyone doing? I was, myself, kind of sequestered off in a very insulated area in this exotic place called Southern California. But truly, actually, away from lots of media. Very little press coming my way, and just kind of like a trickle of the internet. So back in this New Jersey, New York area, it's a lot different, so to speak. So my first reflection when I got back was a complete time warp, seeing as there's a bit of a time change and jet lag, and I can never ever really do the math on how it is when you know leave one place and you've been on a plane this long and the time changes, and it's like where have you been other than this little, you know, steel air container flying through the sky. And so that's why I chose the last piece in the set, John Adams' famous fanfare Short Ride in a Fast Machine. It was written in 1986. Cannot tire of that piece. There will be some in this show that I've relied on kind of for comfort and familiarity over the years, and that is one of them, because that was just a feeling I was seeking in putting this show together. So a little bit of comfort, familiarity there, right? And I looked it up. I just checked a couple things. So how long does it take to do a train from Los Angeles to New York City? And that's 2 days and 20 minutes. And how many hours would it be to ride a bicycle? 256. I did not calculate or ask that oracle how long it would take to do the covered wagon thing, which wasn't all that long ago in the American history. I think it's probably more. Well, we'll see. But so definitely Short Ride, Fast Machine, even though you come back. And there was a definite time warp, because also none of the clocks in my house had been changed, despite that there are a couple roommates there. And so I had no idea what time it was for, you know, just now I'm starting to figure out what time it is. So yes, here we are. 8 p.m. on Tuesdays at WFMU on A440. And in the middle of the set, a really interesting piece by composer Manuel de Falla from 1926, his harpsichord concerto, a very modern take and orchestration and harpsichord part, which was written for the famed Wanda Landowski, who was the first person to bring her performance of Bach's Goldberg Variations to New York City Carnegie Hall and play it on harpsichord as it had been intended. So she is really, really famed for her interpretations of historic works on harpsichord, and there were a number of commissions for her. So that could be another whole show of the composers that she influenced, pieces that she interpreted, and her legacy as a fantastic female keyboardist. She lived 1879 to 1959. And we started out a new piece. It's a collaboration between Hilary Hahn, the violinist, and Hauschka, you may know as a keyboardist, electronic musician who does a lot of gorgeous prepared piano, and not just that, but is just a master for texture. And that one was called The Clock Winder, which of course fit into this theme of time and travel. So we will continue now, and the next set may be actually the longest set I've played on the show, but I could not for the life of me try to split it up. So there's a bunch of waltzes and deconstructed waltzes and beauty in this next set, which starts out with one of three divertimentos of Benjamin Britten. And this is the march. We'll also hear the waltz of the divertimentos. I keep wanting to say divertimenti, since that would be the Italian, but wasn't named as such. So we'll be hearing Britain, Snitka, and a few others in this next set. Glad you're there. Please say hello on the playlist and comments page. You can find that by going to wfmu.org. And if you've created a little profile with us, just knock on the door and say hi. And if not, you can always drop me a line via email. My name's Bethany, and my email address is Bethany, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, at WFMU.org. Again, it's a thrill to be back, so say hello, and I hope you enjoy the program. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, and here we are, back to say hello and speak about what we were listening to. This is A440 on WFMU. Sometimes people ask, why A440? Well, it's kind of a nerdy thing, but the note A is commonly tuned to 440 hertz by many orchestras. Though lots of them do 441 or a little bit different just because that's how they go. But the standard for intonation, A440. And we delve through music in what would be called the classical vein, but I program it just as I had programmed the show I did for many years before this, the Stochastic Hit Parade. So making sets out of this unlimited amount of music from, the 11th century until now. And so we'll have some contemporary works like what we heard at the end. Osvaldo Golijov's transcription or revision for string quartet by Café Tacuba and La Muerta Chiquita by Brooklyn Rider off their album Passport. And Andrew Leal before this. This one showed up on Stochastic Hit Parade a number of times. So it's another favorite that I'm welcoming into this kind of welcome back show. An Unkept Garden or the Cod Cape from the album My Long Accumulating Discontent. I'm post-verbal, folks. But that's okay because this is a music show, not a talk show. The second of three divertimentos of Benjamin Britten, The Waltz. And those three pieces actually were going to be more of a longer string quartet. They're written when Britten was only 20 years old. He began them at 20. And they were meant to be, at that time, sketches for friends of his, college friends, or university friends, we'd say. So he was going to call it Go Play, Boy, Play, and each movement was kind of dedicated to the character of a friend that he had. But that changed some 3 years later. They were published in 1936 as these divertimentos, a march, a waltz, and a burlesque. Right before that was the piano quintet of Alfred Schnittke in tempo of waltz, and that piece, phenomenal in its way of introducing some microtonal meltdown right in the middle while keeping with the waltz form. That's from 1976, a piece that he had written just after, believe it or not, the death of his mother, so there's, I think, sentiment in there and some sorrow, too. Somehow that piece, another one that brings me kind of like steadfast comfort and a go-to piece that I'll listen to anywhere, anyhow. And the march from the Three Divertimentos to start us out in that set by Britten. And like I said, it was a little bit longer of a set than I would normally play. I try to keep things in this 1 hour music feature program rolling. Otherwise, I could just say play, not even all of Strauss's Alpine Symphony or something to that extent. But I also feel like that's something that one could just do in their own living room, so I want to give a bunch of different introductions into certain pieces. And what we'll do next, because there was that theme running through some of this of the clock and time, and there's a wonderful scene in Prokofiev's ballet music to Cinderella, the end of the ball, the clock striking midnight. So we'll hear four scenes from Prokofiev's Opus 87, which was written, this is kind of a big deal in a way, written in 1945. He started writing it in 1940 and stopped composing in the middle to write his opera War and Peace. So you can imagine this was a very tumultuous time, but it was premiered November 21st, 1945. Today is the 22nd. That's totally by chance, but so 1945, some years ago, right? But yet, I don't know. still sounds pretty contemporary. And even though it's, you know, Cinderella has been had many permutations into Disney and whatnot, I think you'll enjoy this bit if you haven't heard it. Here's four of many, many acts and scenes from Cinderella, starting with a piece with the clock. This is A440 on WFMU. Sergei Prokofiev, and four pieces from numerous acts and or two acts and many scenes. Let's check. Curious. There are 50 scenes from that, and we heard a few from the first act, a clock scene, Cinderella's departure from the ball, and then a waltz coda, and then midnight with the clock striking down. And in that, gotta say that it just evoked a lot of like Messiaen and some other composers with that really gorgeous, thick, lush but thick and a little what's the word? A little bit agitating. And well, yeah, I mean, you know, she's got to get out of there because it's going to happen at midnight. Yeah, we all know. So written in 1945, I have to say, kind of a tumultuous time. And not just kind of, but yeah, wow, for a Russian composer to be writing a ballet for Cinderella. But he did pause in the middle to write War and Peace, his opera. And this is great, lovely, I think of it as an interlude piece by David Lang, called Child, or from the album Child, and it's called Stick Figure. And it's like it just balances out time and this very mesmerizing intervallic thing. It almost hypnotizes me as I speak, so sometimes I don't use it for this purpose. It's gorgeous. And I was lucky enough, very fortunate, very, very, very lucky to have some time very near and sometimes in the Pacific Ocean the last 3 weeks. So I was inspired enough to choose one of the pieces by Claude Debussy and from La Mer. We'll hear the dialogue of the wind and the sea. It was very, very windy here the last 2 days. And when I was out on the west coast, the tide was high and I'd never seen waves like that before. So this is La Mer of Claude Debussy. A440 on WFMU. Stay tuned. Thank you. So we'll have to leave it here for now, and you can continue to explore Debussy's La Mer. Many, many, many lovely recordings. This is the third of three parts of that. A piece from 1905 that in his time was not very well received, but now it obviously is one of the most well-known 20th century works for orchestra. So take in the sea vibe, and I'll be back next week. Thanks again to Gaylord Field and Erwin Tusid for filling in for me while I was away. And you're in good hands next with Irene Trudell. Until midnight, this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online, WFMU.org. My name's Bethany. I'll be back next week for A440 Tuesdays at 8 p.m.